I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean, your host. And I'm back with another one alongside my co-host and beautiful wife, Alexandria. How are you, babe?
Hey, everyone. I'm doing good, babe. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful. Past couple of days, we had a lot of fun. Some Christmas stuff with Grayson, right?
Yes, a lot of festivities.
Took him to the mall today to see Santa.
Uh-huh.
Had his appointment with Santa.
Yes. He did a lot better than previous years.
Oh, he did great.
Yeah.
He did a really great job. And he loves them all, so he loves running around.
Loves K-Jewelers.
He loves jewelry stores, probably because they're all shiny and flashy. And he loves the escalator now.
Yes.
We went up and down the escalator like 10 times.
He was so cute doing
it. He's adorable. And I taught him how to get on and off, and he's really good at it now.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
And then yesterday we went to a little event in town. What was it called? Snowfest?
Yes. So
and they
cute.
Had hot chocolate, the Grinch and Santa came out to visit, and they had like
scavenger hunts and painting.
Yeah,
and
kids' activities and stuff. And
yeah, you could go in the museum, see all the lights and everything. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Really cute.
Yeah, for sure.
He loved that. And they had fake snow. Remember the fake snow? He loved that.
Yeah.
When they put that out.
Oh, yeah, he was going crazy over that.
Oh, my God.
He loves the snow. He loves when the snow's falling. He loves looking at the sky and seeing
he automatically stopped and started stimming on it.
Yeah.
He absolutely loved it.
He loves it.
So cute.
So today's episode, we're doing some Q&A. And, you know, not going to give any names to the questions today. I know some of the listeners request that we didn't, you know, put their names out there in some of the questions. So I'm just not going to give any for any of them today. So.
Okay.
Figure that we'll just go that route.
Yeah, sounds good.
So, to kick it off, number one is, Alex, what was your biggest fear early on?
Thinking about how much our lives were going to change and how many things that, you know, Grayson was possibly going to miss out on, and just the whole thing that we envisioned of being parents was going to be completely different than what we had ever planned.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about this a number of times, but like, and I've talked about it.
I just talked about it the other night.
It's like you're like mourning like what you thought your life was gonna be versus what your life could be, or you know what I mean.
You have no idea what it might look like, so it's really scary.
Yeah, and like I said on one of my last episodes that I did was, you know, you have to kind of step away from like expectations and kind of just live in that moment, enjoy those good things that happen.
Yeah, no time experiences. When it's on anything.
Yeah, and you don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, kind of just thinking about all the negatives isn't going to really help you in any way. You know what I mean? It's just going to put you in a bad place, not in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question. What do you do when your child regresses? I'm currently dealing with a regression right now.
The regressions are going to happen all the time.
We've gone through a bunch of them.
Yeah, that's normal.
We're going through one a little bit with behavior a little bit right now.
Yeah, it's normal even for neurotypical children. You know, you have a new baby, they're going to go and act through that baby stage again. Put the pacifier in their mouth and they could be 4 or 5 and start acting like a baby. It's just kind of like that. And especially if they're making progress in a lot of areas, you will have regression in other areas. We've noticed whenever Grayson's doing really well in therapy, some things he takes a step back. So it really just depends, but totally normal. Just try to work through them as best as you can, but nothing worrisome.
I mean, you can't get upset about it. You know, you have to like Alex said, stay consistent with, you know, the work you're doing and the therapy you're doing and stuff like that. And, you know, every time Grayson's regressed, he's eventually grown back out of it again and forward again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you know, we've ever had a regression where he's gone so far backwards that it was like starting over to a point again. You know what I mean? I mean, with one particular aspect.
Maybe
of
food.
Things,
I don't know. But, you know, because we were kind of, you know, he was eating more when he was a child. So that could be one aspect. And we never went back. I mean, so we are kind of going to be starting at kind of like a baby stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To where, like, back to the basics.
Yeah.
Again.
But I mean, like,
that's hard.
Overall, you'll never have a regression that overall everything goes backwards, like, all the way to the beginning type of thing. You know what I mean?
Unless there's, like, a medical reason.
You
or
might
something.
Have some things, but other areas will still keep growing at that time. And,
right.
And so, you know, but don't give up on it. Whatever you did to overcome them the first time, just go back to doing the same thing again. Sometimes, like, you stop with certain consistency with certain things.
Once they start getting things, you kind of...
So, and you have to kind of revert back and, you know, make sure you're on top of those things again.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it happens. There's no reason to, like, be overly concerned about it.
Right.
But obviously, talk to your therapist about it. They're going to know best because they, you know, they know your child better than we would. So.
Right. Absolutely.
All right, next. How do I get my child to stop biting?
So what we did was we rubbed lemon. He would bite the arms, try to. And as soon as this started, we automatically intervened. We talked to the BCBA. He tried doing it to the therapist and stuff. So what we did was we took a piece of lemon and rubbed it on his arms so that if Grayson went to bite again, he would automatically not like the taste and stop. And it broke the habit right away. Yeah. Within no time, so it worked.
And the whole reason that
don't
started...
Don't squirt it in their face or anything like that,
no,
just on your arm.
Especially they can get it in their eyes. And,
yes.
Yeah, no. You could cause an eating problem by doing that, too.
They can have rashes. And,
yeah, it does. It causes breakouts
and
stuff. So.
Because sometimes it would get on his face and he would be all broken out.
Yeah,
you could see
it a little bit, yeah.
And then I, you know, talked to the BCBA and we broke that real quick. And I was like, okay, done with the lemon, that's it.
Yeah, a lot of times, though, you'll see, like, something like, but like, with Grayson, I think what happened was we were kind of getting rid of some of his other behaviors from when he would get angry or frustrated or upset, and, like, that was, like, the next thing that he came up with that he could do as opposed to the other things, because, like, for instance, if he's trying to headbang and we're able to response block that and ignore that, but still response block it, he's then going to escalate to what else can I do to try to get what I want.
Yeah, you
want
to ignore it,
so,
and you want to make sure they're protected. You know, in the beginning, we would just ignore it, like headbangs, you know, not bitings, but we would just not say anything and let him do whatever. And then what we started to do was pulling our hands back, and he immediately would stop going, you know, trying to go for us. So that's how we intervene that behavior. And the headbanging and stuff. So.
Yeah, and we're under the assumption that they're biting just when they're, like, upset in terms of this question, you know? If they're just biting randomly for no particular reason, I mean...
You need to get a behaviorist involved.
Yeah, that's something that needs to be priority number one.
With
a behaviorist, some sort of professional, because that's... That's taking, like, you got to figure out what the antecedent is. Like, what's causing that to happen, then?
And if you remember, our therapists were saying they would have rather him bite than, like, headbang. Because the biting was a little easier to fix type thing. Because of the headbanging, he has so many functions of it that it's difficult. Whereas the biting, it was like, okay, he got upset. He's trying to bite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was difficult. But we broke it pretty quick.
And I don't think he ever wants to hurt anybody. It's just...
No, he would rather... Honestly, he would rather self-injure.
Yeah.
It's mostly what he does, so...
All right, next question. I know you guys are big proponents of biomedical treatment. So what do you feel is the most important supplement Grayson takes? And what do you think is the most important for any child to take? You can go... You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Okay, I'll go first. So I would probably say... I honestly can't... I don't think I can pick just one. If I had to pick just one...
I know what you're going to say.
It's so hard.
You're going to say the DMG.
I would say, to me... Okay, so the top three are... The first that are, like, tied are Super Nuthera and DMG. Second one is fish oil. They're the top... My top three. Because Super Nuthera and DMG work very well for behavior and speech. And if your child has a problem and the DMG doesn't work, you would do TMG. And Kirkland, who makes the Super Nothera, also does make a liquid DMG. They might not make DMG, but they make TMG. Okay. So it's either one or the other that your child usually takes. And usually you only do TMG if DMG doesn't work. But they would be my top three.
So. For behavior, right?
Behavior, speech, focus. Yeah. All of it.
I was going to say Super Nothera.
Yeah.
And
super important. Nothera is super important.
There's a couple of reasons why I say that. One, because I feel like it's a multivitamin. So it's multiple compounds that are, you know, supporting the child as opposed to just DMG, which is just one compound pretty much.
Yeah, and you're right. The super Nothera, it has high levels of B6 and magnesium, which are good for you and helps autism a lot.
And then the other thing is, that was the very first thing when you called
my cousin,
Dr. Unruh.
Yeah, who's involved.
Yeah, that was the very first supplement he brought up was Super Nothera. So that's why I thought it was so important. You know, and the impact that it's had on him was phenomenal. So next on the list we have, is Grayson excited for Christmas?
I think so. I do. Yeah. I don't know if he really understands, like, he knows we've been seeing Santa. He knows Christmas. He listens to the songs. But I don't know if he, like, fully gets it until that day.
Well, you know, it's tough when, without the communication, the speech, it's tough to specifically know exactly what he understands and what he doesn't understand. However, when we were decorating the Christmas tree, he got involved.
He did so good. He helped with every single decoration. We, like, would be like, okay, give us the next one. After you do the first one, he knows exactly what he's doing. And we're like, give us the next one. And then Sean was like, all right, now tell me where to put it. And he would, like, show you exactly where
and
he wanted it.
Well, I got him to hold them after a while, after a few. Mm-hmm. And he would try to put them on the tree.
Mm-hmm. He needed help.
We had to help him do hand over hand because he wouldn't always, like...
They're so heavy and you have to slide them all the way back.
Yeah, and he wouldn't get the hook, like, over the branch all the time.
Right.
Like, to get it on there so that it would stay. So, but as soon as we were doing it, Alex always, as soon as she decorates or does anything with Christmas, wrapping, cookies, does whatever it is, the Christmas music has to go on.
Yes. Yes, I love
which
music.
Which is great. I love that. Makes it so much more festive.
Music really brightens your mood.
But as soon as it you're right. We listened to music last night on our little day night in. We had a blast.
My favorite thing.
We listened to the top songs of certain
years
when
we were born
and
when we graduated.
Anyway, as soon as she put the music on, Grayson goes right on his iPad and starts putting Christmas videos on for himself.
Yep.
So he does know. Generalize and correlate. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes. So. And did you see his face today when he saw Santa? He was like, like, oh my God, I was just watching you on my iPad. It was like that kind of look, right?
Yeah.
It was so cute.
So he definitely has an idea. And it's each year it's gotten...
better and better.
Yeah, where he has a better understanding. So. Yeah.
Now someone walks and he checks all your bags to see if you got any presents.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got for me?
I come in with the food shopping with the bags, and he's looking through them for his food. Oh, can I have these snacks, please?
Yogurt.
Yeah, we take him food shopping, and he has to open the snacks while he's in the cart hanging out. It's... It's crazy.
He don't care.
All right, next question. I heard that you guys started using an AAC device. How much does that cost?
So what we did was we had you want to run it on an iPad. We had an iPad that got thrown into water that I pretty much almost fixed, but then Grayson smashed it against his head, and it didn't work anymore, obviously. Well, the first 5 times he smashed it against his head, and it wasn't the one time, and he smashed it with a case on. Yeah, drop-proof case, smashed it, broke all the glass, did not get hurt at all, thank God, because it had a thick cover on it. But we actually ended up getting that fixed, so we saved some money there. And then the program, I think, is usually 250 or 300, and I got it on sale for 150, which usually never happens. It's usually never on sale. And the program that we use is called Prologue to Go. And I'm actually going to tell you guys right now how much that costs. But you can find it right on the App Store. It's Prologuo, the number 2, and then G-O. It's all one word. And it's an excellent program. It's the top program that you want to use. I don't recommend any other program. That one, and same with our therapist and BCBA, they all recommended that. So definitely check it out.
It's pretty awesome. It's almost like once you start programming it with different words and actions and different things, it's almost like a PEX card system digitally.
Yes.
Without having to carry like a binder around or...
Yeah.
And then the good thing is it says what you're putting. So like you have that interaction too.
Right.
And that could also help lead to more speech.
Yeah, it's fantastic. They have literally pictures for everything you can think of. Like Sean was saying, it's like digital pecs. So you can type in like tickle and a whole bunch of pictures of tickle will come up. And you can just pick which one you want to use. They'll repeat the word as the child clicks on it. And it's just an overall great program. However, on the AAC device, you do not want any other program on there. The AAC device is only for communication, just for Prologue to Go. That is it. Nothing else. So you're pretty much buying an iPad to use nothing but communication.
Or a tablet. Any kind of tablet. It doesn't have to be an iPad. It could be a regular
tablet.
Yeah.
Any kind of tablet. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Next on the list. Oh, there's something else I wanted to add about that.
Okay.
Our original fear with the AAC device was that it would prevent him from speaking because he would become too reliant on it.
Yeah.
But the BCBA and therapists seem to think that by him using it and them saying the words, it would actually do the opposite.
It would encourage the speech.
It would encourage the speech because he would hear the words over and over again when he pressed them.
Yeah.
So just in case that's something you guys worry about too, I thought...
That was a huge concern of mine. And that was something that why I delayed PEX for so long in the beginning when he was younger. He wasn't ready, number one, and they knew he wasn't ready. But that was the biggest fear I had was, is he going to just become lazy and want to push a button and never try to speak?
Yeah.
I just found my receipt. I actually paid $124, which is awesome. Because like I said, I think it goes for $250 or $300.
Yeah,
so great deal. Definitely check it out. Go to your app store and see how much you can get it for. You may be able to find it on sale right now. And like I said, that doesn't happen often. So when you see it on sale, definitely scoop it up. So,
yeah.
And if you have a therapist, have them program it. And if you do not, and you want to run the program yourself, if your child's not in therapy or whatever it may be, go on YouTube. You can find videos on how to program it that are super helpful and make it super easy. So,
all right. Staying on the topic of communication, the next question, I am not sure if my child has a language delay. He is one. So I was wondering how many words or phrases should my child be saying by one?
So it varies. I would never, I hate the like, well, my child started speaking at this age. Should your child at one be babbling at least? Yeah, you should have some babbling and all of that. But talk to your doctor. Definitely talk to your pediatrician. And if, like I said on a previous episode that I did solo, if there is any concern, sometimes the pediatrician, if they don't, they don't know too much about autism and in depth, and they're not specialists. So if you see the pediatrician and you get whatever answer, and that, you know, if you still want another opinion, definitely set up a thing with a speech therapist, get an evaluation done, go to a developmental pediatrician, have them do an evaluation for speech, do all of those things just to make sure.
Definitely. I have not.
Because if your child's missing other milestones or whatever it may be, there may be a problem. You know,
don't even worry about how many words it is. Just take them.
Yeah.
It's not going to do anything negative.
No. Yeah, definitely, so, definitely get it checked out.
Next, Sean, my husband wants to get more involved in supporting our daughter, but he isn't sure how to. What would you recommend? Okay. A bunch of things. I mean, I'm assuming you're doing therapy most of the time. see if you could try to schedule a therapy session here or there that works around your husband's schedule so he can participate in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I don't know, maybe he needs to take a day off or come home for a lunch break if that's possible to, you know, participate a little bit.
Take some videos if you can't.
You can record a lot of the sessions. Also just have him watch YouTube videos on the different things. I learned a lot from watching YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Like I've mentioned, the one YouTube channel that I've watched a lot, especially in the beginning, not as much anymore because we're doing all these things.
Yeah.
Now ourselves,
we know so much now.
Is Fathering Autism. That's a good one. And they have a teenage daughter, so, you know, and they have videos all the way from when she was young. So, you know, you could see like the progress and the change and, you know, just how he interacts and,
yeah,
you know, stuff like that. You know, and, you know, it should be a topic that the two of you discuss every day, like maybe not every day, but, you know, every couple of days, what's going on in therapy sessions and stuff like that. So, you know, he can take that and implement it, you know, also when you're not around and he's around, you know, and even maybe run through some of it, like, and do some examples if you have to.
Right.
Make him feel more comfortable with it.
It's a good idea.
But, you know, just gotta try to plug in and get involved. I would say the number one thing is to find a way to get involved in some of the sessions, however you do it.
Right.
All right, our last question of the day. I left this one last on purpose. What is the main difference in your parenting styles?
We definitely parent different sometimes.
You think?
I would say
Alex is stricter than me.
Yeah,
I'm Alex sticks to her guns a lot more.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually a little surprised that it turned out that way.
Told you I was
going
to be strict.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it would end up being the opposite before we had him, when you were pregnant and stuff. So that really surprised me.
It might have been back then, but then I think when we went through the challenges and I saw how much he needed that discipline, I stuck with it, you know. Can't say I might have not have been as it would have been different.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that.
Well, something I've learned from Alex too that I didn't do before really is like she's so, when something goes wrong or he does something, like she's very like into explaining, okay, this is why we can't do this, this is why we have to do that, and you know what I mean, this is why it's important. You know, and I think, you know, sometimes they don't understand everything you're saying at certain ages, but he understands more and more all the time.
Yeah. And the more you talk to him, the more he's going to understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when we first started doing that, you know, remember, like, because he didn't have receptive language for so long. So I think that's a part of why, you know, you didn't automatically go to that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And I, like, remember, like, telling Sean the one day, like, just talk to him. Talk to him like an adult. Like, just explain it. And you did. And remember, he was, like, so calm. And you're like, yeah. So, and he just started getting it. Now that his receptive language is there, you know, and that was one thing I always stayed true to, even when I was pregnant, is I always said that I was going to talk to my child and explain things. I don't believe in hitting. I don't believe in any of that. So I just always stuck to that.
Yeah. And I think, like, positive reinforcement and like rewards for positive actions and behaviors, and this goes for adults too.
Yeah,
it's much more,
I use them on Sean. ABA.
It's much more. It works a lot better.
Yeah.
Positive reinforcement than like punishment. Negative reinforcement for negative things. You understand?
Yeah.
So you know, focus on, you know, trying to praise the good things, right?
Right. Absolutely. You have
to. And kind of just ignore the bad things. Don't, you could say what's wrong with them and explain that, but don't, like, punish them or focus on punishment. Mm-hmm. Focus on rewarding good things.
Yep.
Because there's a difference. If the negative things happen, you're not rewarding them, you're not punishing them, but it's different than when you do reward them for something positive. They will still get that difference.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually.
Yeah. Hopefully.
And, you know, and that's what amazes me about Alex and how great a mom she is.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome. She's, like, strict, but she's also very empathetic at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is not, like, an easy thing for people to balance, so.
No.
I think that's amazing. So.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
Saying that.
Well, that's all the questions for today.
Thanks, guys, for sending them in again.
We love these episodes. We have fun.
We do. I feel like we haven't done one in so long.
I don't know how long it's been.
Who cares? But I'm just saying, it feels like forever.
We've been on the air for 8 months now, so.
Wow. That's insane to even think about. I can't even believe it.
It might be 7.5.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, April.
Jeez.
Yep.
Time flies.
This is already episode 81. I mean, we're just blowing through stuff here.
We hope you guys are liking all the content we're putting out. If you guys have any ideas for anything you want to hear about, that you want to do us to do a show and cover anything on, reach out to us at buildingthepuzzle@yahoo.com. You can also find us on Instagram at buildingthepuzzle, all one word. And on Facebook, we have a group and a page. And you can find our toy store at www.grayson-company.com. And we are also on Etsy. We are just absolutely everywhere. We're on Etsy at Grayson & Co. Toys, all one word.
Yeah, which is really busy because of the holidays, which is awesome. We're working on stuff every day.
Yeah.
Yes. So, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we will talk to you folks on the next episode.
Yes.
With that. For Autism, Building the puzzle one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com, as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.